Mark, two wins out of two in the Champions League. Pinching yourselves?
Yeah, definitely. We've got off to a great start there. We've put ourselves in a great position to go further on in the competition. We said before the campaign started that home games were vital and away games were bonuses. And I think with 6 points, first away game win, first home game win, it couldn't have gone any better. The hardest part in these games is to break a team down, and we managed to do that in the first half, which was good. We could then sort of relax and play a bit more football, if you like. But yeah, we knew they were gonna come into it a bit more towards the end, which they did, and we had to fight it out, which we did.
Tell us about Islam Slimani. That's three goals he's got for the club now, all headers and all here at King Power Stadium.
Yeah, I remember Riyad saying when Islam first came that if you put it on his head, it'll go in. So he's living up to what Riyad told me, and it's fantastic for him to be scoring goals, especially here, and that's fantastic for the team.
It's weird, isn't it? You've had two 4-1 defeats in the league this season, and you've followed both up in the Champions League with victories. How important is this competition to the club this year?
Yeah, it's important, obviously. We'd like to improve our league form. The 4-1 defeats aren't acceptable, we know that, but this is a bit of a getaway from that. And I think now we've got ourselves in the position to be playing Champions League football, we don't want it to end. We want to go as long in the competition as possible, and I think we're showing that out there.
From where you were personally just over a couple of years ago to where you are now, are you pinching yourself a bit?
Yeah, every day. I'm not gonna lie about that. It's pretty surreal to think where I am now as to where I was. But I know through my experiences that in football it goes far too fast, and I think I could be back there in a year, back to where I was. So I've learnt to embrace every moment and take every chance I get and work hard to try and keep myself up here.
You've got a break for 2 or 3 weeks on the European stage. You've got Copenhagen next up, but some important Premier League games to come before that. And Southampton at home on Sunday is next for you, the next game. So that's the biggest game, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. After the Man United game, we said we've got two games now, Champions League at home and Southampton at home. And if we win those two games, then the Man United game will be forgotten about. And we're halfway there to doing that. On Sunday, it's going to be a big game. It's going to be tough. Southampton are playing well at the minute. They're on the back of some fantastic results. So we know it's not going to be easy, but we've got to go again and follow this form into the league.
Just a quick word on the Champions League music. You know, when you hear that, how inspiring is it?
Yeah, it is. The whole occasion is fantastic, but standing there listening to that theme tune is something else, and something I never thought I'd be able to do. And here I am, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
You never know, you might be listening to that music in the final come May.
Let's hope so, yeah. We won't get ahead of ourselves, but that would be nice.
Mark, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Cheers.